السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. علماء الكرام, with respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, it being already late, and as it is, the summer heat is draining the energy of every person. But we should be taking a lesson that if we cannot bear this heat, look at the sun, how far away it is from the earth. And yet, we become so restless and so impatient, and we have so much of complaints that it is very, very hot, very, very hot. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept all these things as little samples of what is going to happen in the hereafter, where the sun is going to be just one arm's length above the head. People will be drowning in their own perspiration, some up to their ankles, some up to the knees, some up to the waist, and some even up to the throat, and some more than that. So these are little samples of what is going to happen in the hereafter. Everything in this world, whether it is the food, the clothing, the shelter, the beautiful gardens, all the beautiful scenery that we see, everything that pleases our eyes, our ears, they are just minute little samples of what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got in store in Jannah. It's no comparison at all, but just a little example that if Allah Ta'ala can put so much of taste and enjoyment in these type of things of this world, how much of enjoyment and taste He must have kept in the namats of Jannat. And then again the scorpions and the snakes and the fire and the chains and the beatings and the torture and everything that people go through in this world, it is all just a little sample of that which is in the hereafter. If we cannot bear that little fire which is burning on the top of a candle, that little flame on the top of a candle, if we can't put our finger on that and bear the pain of that burn, then where can we take the burn of the fire of Jahannam? But we don't take lessons from these things. So the Mubarak days of Zilhijjah have begun, and they are very, very blessed and Mubarak days. Inshallah, you will hear about all the fazilats and virtues, and you have been listening to the fazilats and virtues. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dearly loves good deeds in these 10 days. He takes qasam in the Quran Sharif, wal fajr wa layalin ashr wa shaf'i wal watr. So therefore let us not spend these days in sins and vices and evils. Repent, turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and let us make our hereafter. People say you must think far, you must plan ahead. So that's what we say, you must plan ahead. But our ahead does not stop after a few years. Our ahead is right up till the akhirat, and we have to plan right up till then. So tonight we will not be having any bayan or waz. We will get down to our zikr, because this is a majlis of zikr. So let us remove the rust which has settled in our hearts over the past week now. For those people who don't make zikrullah every day. Whereas the zikrullah should not be a customary thing. Occasional zikrullah. Ours should be a habit of our life. Without zikr we should not feel satisfied. Just as without food we do not get satisfied, we stay hungry. In the same way we should be hungry without zikrullah. And then all the virtues and benefits of zikr which you have been listening to. So let us read or listen to Hazrat Khaja Sahab's. Ae mere data, ae mere malik, ae mere maula, ae mere wali. Ae mere data, ae mere malik, ae mere maula, ae mere wali. شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے, سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی, شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی, شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی, وہ بھی عجب خوشبخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ. قصب میں دنیا ہی کہہ رہا میں, دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی, قصب میں دنیا ہی کہہ رہا میں, دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی, وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا, عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. ہاں, اسے وی ویسٹڈ اور لائف, وی ویسٹڈ اور ویلیوبل اینڈ پریشیس ٹائم. وی ہیو ٹو ٹیک اے اسٹاک آف دا ٹائم دیٹ وی اسپینڈ, ہاؤ مچ آف اٹ ہیز بین اسپینڈ ان ایبسلوٹلی فیوٹائل اینڈ یوز لیس تھنگس, نو بینیفٹ ایٹ آل for our worldly matters of the hereafter, nothing at all. And that is one of the signs that Allah Ta'ala has turned away His glance of rahmat from His servants, when the person indulges in futile activities. Alamatu aradillahi ta'ala anil abd ishtighaluhu fima la yahni, when the person indulges in useless activities, absolutely useless, hours and hours on the television screen, watching cricket, watching football, days and days go by, tests upon tests, they say. And we forget that we are being tested in this world. We are watching tests and we forget that we are being tested in this world. And we are failing that test when hours and hours and days are being spent absolutely futile. What benefit for this world or the hereafter? Nothing. And just like that, so many other activities. Yes, to talk, to laugh, to smile, to conduct business activities, to run, to skip, to jog within the parameters of Sharia for the purpose of good health, all that is not useless. To put happiness into the heart of a Muslim brother, that is not useless. We're talking about absolutely futile and useless, that hours and hours are going, days and days are going. What do you say? We're watching tests. And we are failing the tests of this life. So that's what he says, وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا, عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گنوائی. قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں, دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی, وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا, عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گنوائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی, خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی, मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई। Listening to this every week or every now and again, it kills the germs of pride. Because sometimes we do a little and we think that we are superior. We have got now the guarantee of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala ordered the 8 doors of Jannat to invite us inside because we made a little bit of zikr, because we made a little bit of fikr, because we engaged in a little bit of deen work or some nafil namaz we made or some tahajjud we made. But we don't see all departments of our life. How much of sins we have committed, how much of injustice we have done to others, how much of hurt and pain and injury we have caused to others, how much of huquq of the creation of Allah Ta'ala we have violated. So therefore, we say that mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kaun si maine ki na burai. If we just have a quick flash at the life of ours, from school days till now, from youth till now, from childhood days till now, which area of our life can we say that alhamdulillah, very beautiful, excellent? But we must not make kufran of ni'mat. We must not be unappreciative of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. If He gives us tawfiq to do, we must make shukr also. Make plenty of shukr over what we have got. And make istighfar and tawbah over that which we haven't been able to achieve as yet. There's great heights that we still have to soar. We haven't even taken off from the ground. What is the condition of our hearts? Have we really taken off from the ground? Malice, greed, pride, arrogance, envy, jealousy. Every day we deal with cases. These are the problems. One student qualified at one Darul Uloom. And that person's, I'm talking about a girl student, qualified at one Darul Uloom. She became an alema. And then one of her sisters also qualified at the same institution. Now she says that my sister got the job in that madrasa and I didn't get it. So I'm not saying it's jealousy, but that kind of thought keeps coming in my mind, that I was more entitled to that than her. Now this is what I'm talking about. That just knowledge also doesn't get us there. Ilm-e-Nubuwwat is something else, and Noor-e-Nubuwwat is something else. From the kitabs we get Ilm-e-Nubuwwat. And from the hearts of the Ahlullah, the Mashayikh, then we get Noor-e-Nubuwwat, from the Sohbat of them. Otherwise we just live with those evils in our hearts. So these ashar, they kill those germs of pride, provided we take it deep into our hearts. Then mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kaun si maine ki na burai. Ya Allah, there's no one worse than myself. Which sin did I not commit on the surface of this earth?
خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Panjae gham se mujhko chhuda le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Sun mere nale, sun mere nale, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Sun mere nale, sun mere nale, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Apna bana le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah.
Oh my beloved Allah, listen to my pleas, listen to my call, listen to my sighs. Make me yours, make me yours. That is our weakness, that we don't want to become Allah's. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. If we become Allah's, Allah Ta'ala will become ours. And when Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, then within our hearts Allah Ta'ala will give us such sukoon, such tranquility, such peace, such happiness, such gems, that the kings don't know of those gems. There will be such contentment, such satisfaction. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri.
Sun mere nale, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Apna bana le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Shughal mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah, Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aat pehar ho Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah.
Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah.
Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Kar de fana sab mere irade, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Jaame mahabbat apna pila de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Jaame mahabbat apna pila de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Dil mein mere yaad apni racha de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Shughal mera bas ab to ilahi, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم Those who are leaning against the wall, if you can manage, then come and join the congregation. Or at least try and sit in such a manner that is befitting of somebody that's begging of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, zolamna anfusana. فَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلاور اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ وی یور سنفل سرونٹس آر ایکسٹینڈنگ اور ڈرٹی بیگنگ ہینڈز بیفور یو او مائی بلاور اللہ You see right into our hearts. You know the condition of our dirty, filthy hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy, with greed, with evil passions and desires. Oh my Allah, which corner is there in our heart that is filled with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our whole heart is filled with the love of this world and everything that it contains. Oh my beloved Allah, our hearts are filled with all kinds of evil. But oh my beloved Allah, who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Ya Allah, there is no one to purify our hearts besides you. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, in this blessed night, oh Allah, the first of Dhul-Hijjah, we are extending our hands before you. Ya Allah, your doors of maghfirat are open. Your doors of maghfirat are open. Oh my beloved Allah, don't look at our sins. Don't look at the evil that is in our hearts. Don't look at our evil actions and deeds. Ya Allah, you look at your shan of Rahimi and Kareemi. And oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ey mere pyare khuda, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. اے اللہ اگر تو نے معاف نہیں کیا تو تو بتا کہ پھر ہم گندے جائے کہاں یا اللہ who else is there for us besides you there is no other door for us besides your door there is no other home for us besides your home oh Allah where else can we go and beg اے میرے اللہ we are extending our begging bowls before you اے میرے پیارے خدا اے رب کریم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ forgive our major sins and our minor sins forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly یا اللہ forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night اے میرے پیارے اللہ او my beloved اللہ او my رحیم اللہ او my کریم اللہ او my most forgiving اللہ او my most merciful اللہ او my most caring اللہ Oh, the Allah who dearly loves forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards Him with repentance. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are extending our begging bowls. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, you blessed us with sight. Ya Allah, you blessed us with sight. And yet we considered everybody else of sight. And we considered you the only one to be blind to our deeds and actions. Mere Allah, humne bas tujhe hi andha samjha, aur sabko beena samjha. Jab hum chup chup kar gunah karte hain, to hum samajhte hain ki Allah, koi hume nahi dekh raha hai. When we hide and commit sins, we think that nobody is watching us. Yet, oh Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are watching the movement of that ant. Ey mere Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? But oh Allah, it is just your shan of forgiveness and tolerance that you do not seize us there and then. Ey Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our parents, the sins of our wives and children. Forgive the sins of our family members. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere kareem Allah, ey rabbe kareem, puri ummah ke guna maaf maaf farma. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering every way in the world. Ya Allah, we know that we are suffering for no other reason but on account of our sins. Ya Allah, we have distanced ourselves from you. Ya Allah, we don't take lessons from the happenings around the world. Ey mere pyare khuda, we take no lessons from the disasters around the world. We take no lessons from the flood waters that are damaging and ravaging. Allah, we take no lessons from the earthquakes. We take no lessons from the gale force winds. We take no lessons from the drought and the famine. Allah, it is just your shan of Rahimi and Karimi that you bless us with rain. Allah, remove the difficulties of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure from all ailments. Those who are sick and ailing, O Allah, give them cure from all sicknesses and diseases and ailments. Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Allah, hum ruhani aur jismani bimar hai. Allah, humari jismani bimariyo ko dur farma. Remove our physical ailments and our spiritual ailments. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride and all the filth, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-e siddiqeen. Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to your friends. Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with the noor of iman. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zuhd. Fill our hearts with the noor of qanaat. Fill our hearts with the noor of shukr. Fill our hearts, O my beloved Allah, with the noor of your ma'rifat. Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, teri itni muhabbat de, itni muhabbat de. Tere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ki itni muhabbat de. Ki it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Distance us from sins, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, create barriers between us and sins. Ya Allah, create obstacles between us and sins. Ya Allah, distance us from everything that is haram and displeasing to you. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that sins will never bring happiness and joy in a person's life. Sins bring nothing but misery and anxieties and worries and restlessness. Ey mere pyare khuda, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, Ya Allah, remove the financial difficulties. Bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ey Allah, we know that it is because of our indulgence in haram, because of our israf that we make, and because of all of the other sins that we commit, that there's no barakat in our rizq anymore. Ey mere pyare khuda, furthermore, we are just involved in nothing but interest transactions. Ya Allah, when our homes are on interest, when our cars on interest, when our food on interest, when our clothing on interest, then how can we expect barakat and rahmat? But oh my Allah, we are sincerely asking you to forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we do not wish to return to those sins anymore. Bless us with plentiful of barakat in our rizq and take us out of all the financial problems. Ey mere Allah, those who are disunited, unite their hearts. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum nalayak hai. Ey Allah, hum namak haram hai. Teri hi di hui ne'mate tere khilaf istemal karte hai. Mere Allah, how much namak haram we are, that your given bounties we use for your disobedience day and night, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, all your bounties we use for your disobedience. But oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Allah, become ours and make us yours. Allah, hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh Allah, if you become ours, then everything will be ours. Oh Allah, remove our difficulties and problems. Amen. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Allah, teri marifat naseeb farma. Allah, bless us with your yaqeen. Ya Allah, bless us with tawakkul in you. Ya Allah, bless us with your closeness. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ay vere pyare khuda, remove the problems of the entire ummah, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India. Oh my beloved Allah, all countries of the world, the Muslim Ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, open the eyes of the enemies of Islam to the beautiful teachings of Deen and Sharia. Bless them with Islam and Iman. Let the winds of Hidayat blow throughout the continents. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate, and they have made up their minds that they will never ever accept Islam, and they will continue to torture and oppress and tyrannize, then oh my beloved Allah, then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, send gale force winds against them. Allah, send the flood waters against them. Ya Allah, cause the earthquakes to swallow them up. Oh my beloved Allah, cause the planes to crash in the mountains. Cause the ships to sink in the ocean. Cause disunity amongst their ranks. Ay vere pyare Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Allah, tu musalmanon ki madad aur nusrat farma. Ay mere pyare Allah, we have to leave this world one day. Ay Allah, we are reading in newspapers, we are listening to the news, how people are leaving this world suddenly. Ya Allah, some are dying in cinemas, some are dying in discos, some are dying in nightclubs, some are dying, oh my beloved Allah, in prostitute quarters. Oh my beloved Allah, when the angel of death visits us, don't let him find us with a bottle of wine in our hand, or indulging in adultery or fornication, or watching some filthy movie, or on the filthy internet site. Oh my Allah, don't let the angel of death find us with a filthy magazine in our hands. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater. Don't let the angel of death find us in a nightclub. Don't let the angel of death find us drugged, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Allah, we don't know when the angel will strike, where he is going to extract the soul from our bodies. We don't know where, oh my beloved Allah, when and how he is going to strike. Ya Allah, how can we be in haram places when we don't know where our death will come? Ya Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye to khatima iman ke upar farma. Ya Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. At the Rawza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Take us away from this world. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of rahmat blow over the graveyard, then we too may be forgiven. For we have no capital, oh my Allah, of good deeds to take to our graves. But oh Allah, if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. Ay mere Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma, masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma, hamare mashayikh ki mehnat qubool farma. Ay Allah, jitne bhi deeni idare hai, anjumane hai, sab ko qubool farma. Allah, whosoever is working within the parameters of sharia, bless them with ikhlas, oh my beloved Allah, and accept the khidmat of deen. Allah, Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Din raat mere nabi, hum gunegaron ke liye mangte rahe, rote rahe, rote rahe. Ay Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so much of his blood oozed for the sake of this ummat. So much of his tears flowed for the sake of this ummat. Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne kitna maanga, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Ya Allah, when the Hujjaj are gathering in Makkatul Mukarrama, your beloved, oh my Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, also with his 124,000 companions made the Hajjatul Wida. Allah, tere ushaq Makkatul Mukarrama mein jama ho rahe hai, haj ki tayyari mein lage hue hai. Allah, ek wo haj tha jo mere pyare nabi ka haj tha, with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star. Allah, on that occasion, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also called out, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka. His companions called out the Labbaik. Allah, what a Labbaik that was. Ya Allah, we say Labbaik and we commit abundant amount of sins in that Mubarak place. Ay Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his companions, when he kissed the Hajr-e Aswad, the duas that he made, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, rukne yabani chu karke jo manga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, ay Allah, khateeb ke andar namazein padh kar jo manga tha, vizab-e rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, at Multazam he attached himself, how much he teared over Allah. For us sinful ones, how much he teared. Allah, all the du'as that he made at Multazam, the du'as that he made behind the Maqam Ibrahim, the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made in Mina, and in Arafat from Sohar till Maghrib, that sinless, masoom Nabi. Oh my beloved Allah, how much he cried for us. His ihram got wet with his tears. Hey Allah, we showed no appreciation for those tears. Allah, the du'as that he made in Muzdalifah, bless us with all that goodness he asked. Oh Allah, bless us with all that goodness he asked for us. Bless our parents, wives and children and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, and especially the fitnas of the Dajjal, that he asked for protection. Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those who have passed away, Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, fill the graves with Noor. Ey mere pyare Khuda, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين